McDonald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of the title match upcoming, McDonald Central against Fall Creek. Your McDonald Lady Max facing the Fall Creek Crickets in the first conference game for both teams here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. About 26 seconds and change left in the junior varsity matchup. Fall Creek has been in control for much of this one. They lead by 10, 43-33 at the line, shooting free throws, which you're seeing now if you're watching on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Don't forget to hit subscribe there so you get a notification whenever we go live for Chi High or McDonald Athletics events. Caleb Swenson with you. I'll be joined by Mark Maloney, Tony Stevenson back at our WOGO studios in Hallie as our board operator and audio producer, video producer, cameraman on site is Gavin Bovey. McDonald comes into this game 1-2, all non-conference games. No wins, no blemishes yet on their conference slate. They're looking for their first conference win tonight, but not an easy test as they are facing the Fall Creek Crickets, who are 1-1 on the year. They defeated Durand, Arkansas, and then lost in a nail-biter on the road to Cameron. But McDonald, of course, along with Fall Creek, part of that three-way tie. McDonald, Fall Creek, and Regis last year, all 10-2 to finish in a three-way tangle-up atop the Western Clover Belt Conference. McDonald, of course, advanced to a sectional final loss to Durand, Arkansas. Fall Creek also toppled by Durand, Arkansas. That was back in the regional final. And looking forward to seeing how these two teams match up early on in the season. Notable for Fall Creek will be the loss for a good portion of the season of Jasmine Hoyer. She is a phenomenal player, has signed to play basketball at Michigan Tech. She's a senior this year and will miss a large portion of the season. Our best wishes to her after she tore her ACL back in May and, of course, missed not only all of the offseason work with the team, but also expected to miss a large portion of this season as well. So best wishes for a quick recovery for Jasmine Hoyer. But McDonald, of course, playing here on their home floor and facing a Fall Creek team without their senior leader, needs to get this one. They'll be playing Fall Creek later on in a game that we'll have for you here on WOGO Sports coming up later in the season. That one at Fall Creek on January 16th, and TBD whether Jasmine Hoyer might be able to make an appearance in that one. Not sure on the timetable of her recovery, but wishing her all the best and just emphasizing again that McDonald needs to get this one here and facing one of the teams in the Western Clover Belt that they tied with for first place last year, and then with the entrance of Elk Mound into this conference as well too. It is not going to be an easy road to repeat for anyone as conference champions, and McDonald certainly wants to get off on a right foot here on their home floor. We'll take a quick break and continue to break this one down here on WOGO Sports. Again, the live video stream on YouTube and our Facebook page. You can also check out WOGO.com to see podcasts of previous Chi High McDonald broadcasts, as well as our WOGO Sports calendar. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, good to be with you here on WOGO Sports for the conference opener for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Macs 1-2 on the season against the 1-1 Fall Creek Crickets. If you're watching right now in the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube or Facebook, it is Coach and Staff Appreciation Night, and great to see these educators and coaches honored by the young ladies of McDonald basketball. Always a special, special time, and looking forward to seeing my friend Jason Bovey, who, of course, is on the broadcast for us all throughout that great run all the way to state for Lady Mac softball. And he's on the floor right now as Claire Ruff picked him as the one that she wanted to honor for this staff and coach appreciation night. And Jason, of course, has put so much time and effort and love into young people in these McDonald Athletics programs, Chippewa Falls Athletics as a whole. So appreciate Jason and all of those being honored here tonight. Well, looking at this matchup, McDonald comes into the game having lost their first two of the year to Neillsville in kind of convincing fashion, then a tight loss on the road that we had for you here in WOGO Sports at Prescott. And it really seemed like they kind of turned a corner a little bit in terms of energy, enthusiasm, just a little bit more pep in their step, a little bit more of that McDonald basketball that we saw last year that is headlined by aggressive full-court defense. And we saw that really come out against Prescott. And then they just kind of added to it, beating Onalaska here in their last time out, 53-44 on this home floor. Claire Ruff had her best game of the season with 20 points in that third game of the season, three makes from downtown. And Siegenthaler had 14 points, eight different Lady Macs scored. In the last two games, eight different players scored. They only hit 4 3-pointers in that 53-44 win over Onalaska, and only made seven free throws as well, too. So when you look at that win against a good Division II team, you can say, hey, we kind of left some meat on the bone, maybe some room for improvement as well, too, both from downtown and from the free throw line, too. So certainly trending in a good direction, and McDonald hoping to put more and more of that together here as they go throughout the season. For the Fall Creek Crickets, they've played twice. Of course, McDonald's played three times. First game of the season on the 20th of November, a road win against Durand, Arkansas. Of course, that's the team that beat Fall Creek in the regional final 42-33 to end their 20-6 campaign last year. So kind of avenge that early in the season. Road win at Durand, Arkansas, 55-41. Then they lost a nail-biter to Cameron, 63-62 last Tuesday, right before the Thanksgiving break. And that was one that Coach Martsky, as we'll hear from him in a little bit, felt like, hey, maybe we let that one go. Had some chances and just weren't quite able to capitalize on that. So McDonald and Fall Creek both saying, hey, we can play better than we played. Certainly they've done some good things so far early here in the season, but have the opportunity to get even better and better as this season goes on, and looking forward to seeing how the gauntlet of the Western Cloverbelt Conference is able to make both of these teams better. And McDonald again hoping that they can defend their home floor here tonight. We'll step out for another 2-minute break and be back after this with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Jason Martsky of the Fall Creek Crickets. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook, WOGO Radio and Facebook, WOGO Sports. Search for it, hit subscribe on our YouTube channel. We're back in 2 minutes. Lady Max Basketball against Fall Creek on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back for Marley Biscuit to win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Welcome back to Western Clovervale Conference Girls Basketball here on WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports on Facebook and YouTube. Conference opener for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Max against the Fall Creek Crickets here with head coach Jason Martsky of Fall Creek. And coach, a couple games under your belt so far and then diving right into conference play. Obviously one of your standouts from last year lost during the summer. You did know that coming into the season, but what has that forced from the other girls in terms of stepping up early here in the season?
Well, you know, we got one other senior playing right now, a junior. The rest is pretty young, you know, so it's kind of forcing some of these younger kids to, you know, maybe step up a little bit earlier than planned. And, you know, they're thrown into the fire. You know, just the biggest thing is just losing Jazz's leadership ability out there and everything, too, that, you know, she's been through the fight here for the last 3 years. And losing that off the court, that hurts a little bit. And so there we go. You gotta learn as we go.
A win and a loss so far. That loss, a really tight one at Cameron. You guys haven't played at home yet so far. What have been the positives that you can build on with yet another road game here tonight?
Well, you know, they're getting accustomed to it. You know, you'd hopefully, you know, if you got a team this young, you'd like to maybe get a couple home games early to get them, you know, get their feet wet. But, you know, these guys are thrown in the fire, and they've responded pretty well. We're finding out right now there's a lot of fight in them. They don't quit. And they'll battle. They've gotten down a couple games against some decent teams, and they keep battling. And, you know, we had our opportunities on Tuesday, and we kind of let them slip away. And, you know, so hopefully they can learn. We're, you know, all we're talking about all year is just getting better every night.
And finally, Coach, what do you need to do effectively against this McDonald team that, of course, tries to raise the tempo and is going to play some aggressive defense?
Well, that's the biggest thing we talked about. Is, you know, we're going to have to try getting our tails back on D, you know, in transition. You know, we watch our first couple games either out of shape or just trying to learn. You know, we've been kind of slow getting back, and if that's the case tonight, we're going to get run out of the gym. So hopefully we can get back on D, offensively just take care of the ball against their pressure and just be solid. But, again, we're trying to figure out what, you know, build that consistency and see who shows up tonight and if we're able to take care of it.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Good to see your team again, and best of luck to the Creeks tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach Jason Martsky, Fall Creek, back with Coach Williams and McDonald after this on WOGO Sports.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports Conference opener here in Chippewa Falls for your McDonald Central Lady Max against the Fall Creek Crickets, here with head coach Sally Williams. And coach, you get a few non-conference games, try to get your sea legs, but then you're thrown right into a team that's expected to be one of the front runners in the conference. What do you need to do effectively here tonight to build on what you've accomplished in those non-conference contests?
Yeah, I mean, we got to take care of it on both sides of the ball. Fall Creek's going to come and bring it to us. They're a tough team, and so we got to take care of the ball on offense, and we got to be able to stop them on defense.
Obviously, they are missing one of their standouts in Jasmine Hoyer, but you look at this team, they've got a lot of athleticism, they've got some youth that's being forced to grow up fast, and they've got a lot of fight to them.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're going to be scrappy, and they're going to give it their all against us. I mean, they're not going to back down from us, and it's going to be a tough battle up both ends of the floor and on the boards, and so it's going to be who's going to be scrappier tonight.
What have you liked the most from those first three games?
We're continuing to build our scrappiness on defense, I would say, for sure, is creating our offense and just finding our identity defensively and getting those teams to stop or getting those defensive stops, for sure.
And then offensively, coach, obviously you love to be able to get out and run, but when you do get into a half court, what are you looking for kind of that next evolution of the offense?
Yeah, just looking to continue to get some flow with our girls and reading each other a little bit better, getting some in and out touches, and then hopefully attacking.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk after the game. Hopefully we're talking about conference win number one.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Williams back after this with more Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee, it's another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll hand it back for
Marley Biscuit and win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
We welcome you back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined soon by Mark Maloney here from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Two teams that were tied across the Western Clover Belt Conference standings last year. McDonald getting a big win over Fall Creek late in this season to avenge an earlier season loss, 45-31 at Fall Creek. McDonald got the better of the Crickets, 59-56 last time they played here on this floor. Both of these games took place here in 2025, January 9th, lost on the road at Fall Creek, and on February the 11th, that big three-point win for the Lady Macs on the road at Fall Creek. 20 turnovers in the first game for McDonald, 18 in the second, so didn't necessarily get that bugaboo out of the way, but when you look at some of these percentages, 5 of 18 from 3 in the first game, 28%, 7 of 19 from 3 here on their home floor, 37%. A huge, huge difference was free throw shooting. We'll get to that in a moment, but the first game against Fall Creek that they lost 45-31 last year, 13 of 52, 25% from the field. Second game, 21 of 48 from the field, 44%. But I think the biggest difference was McDonald got to the free throw line the second time they played Fall Creek. First game, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Not only that, 0 for performance in terms of percentage, but only 2 free throw attempts. Second game, got to the line 14 times, hit 10 of them, 71%. In the first game, Erin Siegenthaler led the way for McDonald with 11 points. She was the only Lady Max player to score in double figures. Anne Siegenthaler had 7 points and 4 assists. Claire Ruff had 6 points. In the second game where McDonald beat Fall Creek here on this floor, 20 points from Claire Ruff. Erin Siegenthaler, 13 points, was 2 of 2 from downtown. Emily Hartman and Anne Siegenthaler each with 7 points and 5 assists for Erin Siegenthaler in that second matchup as well. Kendall Heffler, of course, departed to graduation this year, but Kendall had a phenomenal game with 5 steals in that second game for McDonald against Fall Creek. Which brings us to the Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And I think for McDonald, when you look at what they've done early on here this season, they're going to get balanced scoring, they're going to be aggressive defensively, but you got to get to the free throw line. Bring that defensive aggression to the offensive side and get to the line. Three-pointers might not always be falling. It's great if they do, but this team, again, can score in transition, and they can score from the line, but they've got to get there and got to be able to push the tempo and push the pace and earn those trips to the charity stripe. That's your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We are back in 2.5 minutes. Back in 2.5 on WOGO Sports. Tip-off is next.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back. Closing strains of the national anthem. Beautifully sung. Here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It is game time here on WOGO Sports. Starting lineups to be introduced. First for the visiting Fall Creek Crickets, Cameron Dahlberg, junior, number two. They're going to start three sophomores, one senior, one junior. Becca Sturz, sharp shooting senior, number 10. Lauren Kurtz, one of those three sophomores, number 14. Jalen Marsky, another sophomore, number 20. And rounding out the starting five, Johanna Grossinger. She's a sophomore, number 34. Again, three sophomores, one junior, one senior for longtime Fall Creek head coach Jason Martsky. On the other side for your McDonald Central Lady Max, familiar starting lineup. Aaron Siegenthaler leads them in assists. The junior, number one, 4.7 points, 3.3 assists per game. Chloe Flanagan, 2.3 points per game, number four, the senior, one of two seniors on this roster. Second leading scorer is Ann Siegenthaler, the junior, number 5, 10.3 points per game. McDonald's leading scorer on the season so far is Claire Ruff, first-team All-Conference performer last year. Claire, the junior, number 12, averaging 14.3 points per game. And Emily Hartman, junior, number 31, averages 4.7 points per game for McDonald, who is coached by Sally Williams, second year at the helm of this Lady Max squad, and it's time for Western Cloverbelt Conference basketball for the first time here in the 2025-26 season. Two teams that were at the top of the heap in the conference standings last year. And how will it all shake out this year? We'll find out starting tonight. Fall Creek in their forest green uniforms with the black numerals, black lettering black accents and the white piping. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms with the royal blue solid numerals and lettering, some black and white accents. Be Grossinger, the tall sophomore, jumping against Ann Siegenthaler. And Grossinger wins the tap, and Fall Creek will move right to left as we begin here on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us on WOGO. Fall Creek on the far side. Cameron Dahlberg. Again, three sophomores in the starting five. Young but gritty lineup, as we heard from Coach Jason Martsky in our pregame show. Becca Sturz has been playing significantly since she was a sophomore. She's the lone senior in the starting five tonight. Trouble up top. Claire Ruff goes for the steal. Can't get away from Grossinger. Grossinger throws it right back to Claire Ruff, and now McDonald will move left to right. Far side, Emily Hartman, one dribble. Passed up the three. Back to Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan rotates to Claire Ruff. We had that 20-point outburst in her home opener. That 53-44 win over Onalaska right before Thanksgiving. Feed into the paint. Chloe Flanagan looking for it from Siegenthaler. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Fall Creek. And McDonald will inbound underneath the hoop. Inbounds to Claire Ruff. She'll spot up for three. Drain it! And that's a good way to start. 3-0 McDonald. They'll come out immediately in full court pressure. A steal by Ruff. She'll pull up in the paint. She's got five. Immediate pressure on the inbounds for McDonald. Trouble with a trap in the backcourt. Fall Creek able to break pressure. Coming the other way, a running layup is good. It's 5-2. That was number 20, Martsky, the sophomore. 5-2, McDonald. Claire Ruff, all five of McDonald's points so far. Up top, Claire Ruff passes up a deep three. Stirs on her with a hand in her face, but giving her a little bit of a wide berth. Aaron Siegenthaler high on the left. Siegenthaler puts it on the floor, taps the brakes to the foul line, back out to Chloe Flanagan. Scoots a bounce pass down to Hartman. Batted away, going reverse and knocking it in. And Siegenthaler, 7-2. Tough degree of difficulty on that shot from Siegenthaler. McDonald up five. Getting some pressure in the backcourt. Pushed across the timeline, stepping on the sideline right in front of the scorer's table, Fall Creek. And McDonald has forced some early miscues from the visitors. And our Toyson Ford keys of the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Gavin Bovey on the camera. Tony Stevenson back at our WOGO home base in Halley. A deep three from Claire Ruff just off the front of the rim. Aaron Siegenthaler almost had the offensive rebound. She tracks it down in the corner. Scrabbling forward underneath, going hard to the hoop, counted, and a foul for Siegenthaler. 9-2, McDonald. The two leading scorers for the Lady Macs have come to play so far. And Siegenthaler with four, looking for five. Claire Ruff already has five. And McDonald looking for the old-fashioned three-point play to get to double digits. Free throw just off the mark. Rebound to Fall Creek. 9-2, McDonald up seven early. And this Fall Creek team is playing without their senior leader, Jasmine Hoyer, the Michigan Tech commit, after she tore an ACL back in May. 7-point lead for the Lady Macs. Three on the way for Fall Creek. That one off the back of the bracket. Rebound to Hartman. Siegenthaler will push all the way across the floor. Claire Ruff, show and go. Down the lane, flips it out. Siegenthaler, baseline jumper is good. It's 11-2, and a timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds, back in half a minute. This is Lady Macs basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back. McDonald Lady Macs basketball on WOGO Sports. A busy man, Mark Maloney, joins us here I don't know how fast he had to drive to get here, but welcome.
Yep, I made it.
Fall Creek facing full court pressure. Across the timeline. One foul on Fall Creek, not on McDonald, as they played clean so far. Grossinger in the paint. Pulls up from the left elbow. Looks good, is good. Good shot from the sophomore. She's talented. Saw her in both volleyball and softball. Three-sport athlete. And Siegenthaler driving baseline. Kick out. Chloe Flanagan, three from the left side on net.
Nice shot, Chloe.
10-point lead for McDonald. 14-4 as Chloe Flanagan buries a triple. Grossinger runs traveled. One up in the baseline and traveled with it. 14-4. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, some big news from Northwestern Bank. Jerry Jacobson announcing his retirement at the end of the year, and Tracy Smisky will be taking over as CEO, Jamie Liebrandt as president. Of course, we know the Smiskys and the Liebrandts well here at McDonald, and congratulations to them. Congratulations to Jerry Jacobson on a long tenure leading Northwestern Bank.
Some Grossinger just picked up a foul.
And Hartman hits the first free throw. That's her first point, 15-4, McDonald. They've jumped out quickly here. Second free throw, rims in and out. Home rim not kind there. 11-point lead still for McDonald. Stirs. Splits two defenders high off the window. No. Waved off, but a foul. The first infraction on McDonald here in the game. Where's Gallup Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Where's Gallup Plumbing and Heating. Stirs driving baseline, runs one up with the right hand. No, going high for the rebound. Riley Christensen, the junior, seeing her first action, so push it ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up from 18 feet. That one won't rattle in. Rebounds to the Crickets. Nice feed underneath. Stirs tries to wrap it around. Runner in the lane, up and in. 15-6. That was Martsky. And she has four. Riley Christensen out to Hartman. Hartman, no hesitation on a three. That one too long. Tapped out, but right to Stirs. Now Stirs running neck and neck with Claire Ruff. Bumps her off. Blocking foul called on Claire, and Stirs will go to the line shooting two. 15-6, 9-point lead for McDonald. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Stirs, the senior, hits the first. It's 15-17. Fouls now even at two apiece. Claire Ruff will sit with her first. Emily Hartman also sits. Kelsey Bremnes and Lauren Buescher into the game for the first time. Stirs points 1 and 2 on the night as she hits both free throws. Fall Creek cutting into this double-digit lead. It's 15-8. Siegenthaler at the block, goes hard off the glass. No, offensive rebound. Lauren Buescher brought it down, tied up. Possession will stay with McDonald. Good work on the offensive glass from Lauren Buescher. McDonald will inbound underneath the hoop. And Siegenthaler in that left corner. Holding high above her head, puts it on the floor, works off a screen from Riley Christensen up top to Aaron Siegenthaler. Top the wheel. Left side, Lauren Buescher. Riley coming out for another screen. Lauren goes right side and Siegenthaler. Between the wheels, and one bounce over to Aaron Siegenthaler. Knocked away for a moment. Aaron gets it back. Siegenthaler up top. Working off a screen from Kelsey Bremnes. Drives in hard at the rim. Can't roll it in with her right hand. Fight for the rebound underneath the hoop. Stirs digs it out of there.
Good look there by Ann.
Fall Creek up top with Stirs. At the foul line. Gives it back up top. Dahlberg. Dahlberg on the way. Back iron. No. Rebound, track down the corner. Fall Creek took it away. Kelsey Bremnes lost in the corner. Grossinger is battling her for it. Lost out of bounds. We'll go back to the max.
Chloe Flanagan back in and giving Aaron a little breather.
15-8. McDonald. Flanagan takes the inbounds pass and will traverse across the timeline. Just over 12 minutes to go here in the opening half. 15-8 McDonald. Chloe Flanagan for her second three of the night. Oh. You better believe it. She's 2 for 2.
She could be on for tonight.
18-8. Lost in the backcourt. McDonald will take it over underneath the hoop. Three triples already for McDonald. Inbounds to Christensen, and we have an offensive foul. That'll be the third on the Lady Max and the first on Ann Siegenthaler. Sturz will run the point for Coach Jason Marski. 18-8 for the Lady Max. A 10-point lead and another throw in the paint. Lauren Buescher gobbles up the steal. Flanagan left side. Riley Christensen for McDonald's 4-3. That one too long. Offensive rebound. Kelsey Bremnes lost it to Sturz in the paint. Sturz a nice crossover. She's off to the races at 2-on-2. Sturz down the lane. Beautiful finish. 18-10. Becca Sturz. Her first field goal. Back to an 8-point deficit for Fall Creek. Riley Christensen rotates to Kelsey Bremnes far side. Up top, Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler for three. That one well off the mark. Rebound batted in the arms of Riley Christensen from Chloe Flanagan. Good hustle there by the McDonald senior. Two seniors on the floor for Coach Williams right now. All the seniors she has. Lauren Buescher, top of the foul line to Bremnes, and Bremnes walked with the ball. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Substitution for Fall Creek. They'll bring in Tessa Schroeder, a sophomore number 50. Some good size in the sophomore class with Grossinger and Schroeder. Speaking of good size, the six-footer for McDonald with that long wingspan, Jasmine Gerber comes in and immediately creates some chaos. Fall Creek breaks pressure across the timeline. They've got numbers. Kick out, Dahlberg, three, left wing. That one rattles in and out. Rebound pops straight up in the air. Siegenthaler had it for a moment, stripped from behind, and a foul. I believe they may get Lauren Kurtz with this one, the sophomore number 14.
I think it'll go on Haynes, 22.
So Haynes picks up her first, team's third. 18-10, our score remains. Under 11 minutes to go here in the first half. Conference opener, Claire Ruff back out there for McDonald. Rotates across the floor to Chloe Flanagan. Jasmine Gerber in the left corner. Finds Hartman. Hartman, 10-footer. Whoa. Bounces in and out. Hartman battling for her own rebound. Fall Creek will push the other way. 8-point lead for the Lady Max. Feed into the paint. Knocked away. Quick hands by McDonald to deny the entry to Tessa Schroeder. Fall Creek to inbound. Facing an 8-point deficit. Which remarked how this young team has battled so far early here in the season. Cross-court skip. Feed down into the corner. Up top, good look at a three. That one off the glass, in and out. Claire Ruff with the rebound for McDonald. Ruff hesitation dribble, bumped up top by Martsky. Into the left corner, Jasmine Gerber for three. That one off the side of the iron, no. Rebound underneath, and Ann Siegenthaler may have just picked up a nickel dimer for her second. So she'll have to sit for a while, maybe even the rest of the half, with 9:50 remaining, team's fourth foul, but again the second on Ann Siegenthaler. Jasmine Gerber, top of that three-quarter court pressure for McDonald. She'll trap with Riley Christensen, and Riley with the steal. Riley runs into trouble, trying to split a couple defenders with a pass, stolen back by Fall Creek. Feet into the paint, knocked away. Quick hands by Emily Hartman. Out of bounds to Fall Creek. 9:37 left to go here in the opening half. Good entry feed on the inbounds. No, Riley Christensen goes high for the rebound. She can bounce.
Yeah.
Bear Ruff across the Bulldog at midcourt. Riley Christensen the skip. Chloe Flanagan right side. Chloe bounces back to Riley high on the left. Feed at the foul line. Claire Ruff attacking. Kick out. Right corner. Back out to Chloe Flanagan for her third three. She was robbed of that
one.
Popped in and out. Emily Hartman gets tangled up down below with Haynes.
She picked up her second.
And Emily Hartman, as you mentioned, has her second foul, the team's fifth. Cameron Dahlberg, the junior, out. Inbounding for Fall Creek will be Sturz. Emily Hartman takes the seat. Aaron Siegenthaler. Riley Christensen, Jasmine Gerber, Chloe Flanagan, and Claire Ruff, the five on the floor for Coach Williams. Sturz high on the left. The senior puts it on the floor with the left hand. Kick into the left corner. 18-foot jumper. That one rims and out. Riley Christensen goes high again for the rebound. The Siegenthaler. Aaron goes behind her back. Pressure clears. Siegenthaler really close to a double dribble, and thought maybe the near official wouldn't see it, but yeah, they were on top of that.
And she just, you know, it was just an inadvertent drop. 30-second timeout.
We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll hand it back for Marley Biscuit to win it!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back. McDonald Lady Max basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Gavin Bovey, our on-site video producer and camera operator. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. Lady Max leading Fall Creek 18-10 here at home, coming out of the timeout. Inbounds to Aaron Siegenthaler. Takes him to the forecourt. Riley Christensen feeds it down to Claire Ruff at the left elbow. She's doubled. Kick out right side. Aaron Siegenthaler online for three. That one comes up just off the mark. Long rebound out to Fall Creek, and they have numbers. Sturz driving down the right side of the lane. Siegenthaler can't pick up the foul, and Sturz swoops in for two. Becca Sturz with 6 points. 18-12, our score. Two possession lead for McDonald. Remnus drives in hard. Her shot is blocked by Schroeder. Fall Creek again with a run. Driving in hard. Riley Christensen, good contest. Push ahead the other way for McDonald. Claire Ruff attacks. High off the glass. No, but a foul. That'll be the fourth on Fall Creek. And Claire Ruff will go to the line shooting two. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. First free throw for Claire Ruff is perfect. She scored the first five of the game for McDonald. Now makes it 19-12 with point number six. 3-2-1 on the score sheet for Claire Ruff.
Yep.
The junior hits them both. 20-12, McDonald. Fall Creek on the move, right to left here in the first half. Stirs high on the right, puts on the floor with the left hand, working off a screen from Schroeder. From the McDonald bench to Grossinger. Looking for the entry feed to Schroeder. They'll kick it out up top. Good look at a three. Straight on. Back iron. No. Rebound Riley Christensen. Goes high for it. And a travel. Called on Fall Creek. It was a good effort.
Yeah. Both parts.
By Kendall Haynes. I'm assuming that's the younger sister of Addie Haynes, who of course was an excellent multi-sport athlete for Fall Creek. 8-point lead for the Lady Max. Just over 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Claire Ruff, trouble along the baseline, throws it off of Fall Creek out of bounds. Haynes again in the area. Smart play by Claire. And McDonald will inbound along the baseline with Siegenthaler. Drops it into Claire Ruff. Ruff 10 feet from the bucket, pulls up, back rim, no. Rebound fought for, and a good offensive rebound by McDonald. That was Ella Sexton, the junior, lost it out of bounds. Last touch by Fall Creek, and the Lady Max will do it again. Good work there by Sexton on the offensive board.
Yeah.
Looking to inbound. Up top to Claire Ruff. Hence Grossinger has got a few inches on her in height. Feed to Sexton in the paint. Sexton turns, attacks the bucket, high off the glass. Good look. Shot went fall. Steal by Aaron Siegenthaler at midcourt. Floats it to Claire Ruff. Broken up, but back to Siegenthaler. Right side, Riley Christensen. She's got a three online. Too strong. Rebound to Sturz. Sturz looking to run again. Two on two. Sturz pops from 10 feet well off the mark. Offensive rebound, no, but a push and a foul. That'll be the sixth on McDonald. It's a shooting foul, but free throws the rest of the half for the Crickets. That's the first on Riley Christensen, team's sixth. First free throw rims out for Cameron Dahlberg, the junior. Lauren Buescher in, and Siegenthaler's going to come back in. Again, she's got to play safe with those two fouls.
Yeah, 6:54 left.
Ruff and Sexton out. 8-point lead. Dahlberg trying to trim it with her first points, and she will. Hits the free throw. Making a 7-point ball game with under 7 minutes to play here in the first half. And Siegenthaler left corner. Back out to Chloe Flanagan, who had the hot hand from deep early. Chloe left side. Finds Siegenthaler. Crosses over. Runs into a triple team. Kick out Erin Siegenthaler. She's got a good look at a three far side. Rattles it in. 23-13. Back to a 10-point advantage. That's Erin Siegenthaler's first hit of the night. Four made threes in the first half for McDonald. They only hit four threes the entire game against Onalaska, so a good start for the Lady Mags. Grossinger at the foul line. Pulls up. Jumper comes up short. Good box out. Good rebound, Lauren Buescher. Chloe Flanagan, senior to senior. And Siegenthaler, show and go, driving baseline. Whips it opposite side. Aaron Siegenthaler looking for two for two. No offensive rebound. Twin sister, no, but a foul. I mean, honestly, with that twin connection, you could have called that a pass, and I would have believed you. And Siegenthaler will go to the line, shooting two here. That was the fifth team foul against Fall Creek, and that's the second on Kendall Haynes. First free throw for Ann, short but good, 24-13. Ann now has 7 points by our unofficial tally. Two-thirds of the way through the first half. Lady Max up 24-13 for a 12-point advantage. Siegenthaler the free throw, yes. 25-13. And Siegenthaler rapidly approaching double digits here in the first half. Dan swats a shot into the Fall Creek faithful. Pass, rather. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Aaron almost had the steal there, but she got nailed for a foul.
That'll be the team's seventh. So now a 1-1 for Fall Creek. 5:50 remaining. Down by 12, but a perfect opportunity here to score with the clock stopped. First free throw comes up short. Rebound to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron high on the left. Up top, Chloe Flanagan. And Siegenthaler right corner. Back up to Chloe. Flanagan puts on the floor with the left hand. Leaves it for Aaron Siegenthaler. Right back to Chloe up top. Rotates right side. Aaron Siegenthaler driving in hard. Kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler in the left corner. Aaron into the paint. Pulls up. Her shot blocked by Schroeder.
Good block, too.
Avery Ludescher is out there as well, the sophomore. Good crossover in the lane. The Euro, no, from Sturz, and called for steps. 5:16 left. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. And Siegenthaler baseline. Wraparound pass, no. Saved back in bounds off the steal. Fall Creek will push off the McDonald turnover. Ooh. Another travel on Sturz as she had an idea, thought better of it, but had already jumped.
Yeah. Looking to pass, and it was just a lot of stuff running through her head and just didn't quite get the pass off.
4:57 to play here in the half. Donald up 12. Fall Creek has still not played a game at home, trying to be Road Warriors with their third consecutive road game here. 12-point lead for McDonald. Riley Christensen picks up her dribble, finds Emily Hartman. Hartman driving in hard, high off the glass, and rattles it in. Oh, a tough shot there for Emily Hartman.
Very tough shot.
Makes it 27-13. First field goal for Emily tonight, and now she comes back with a steal. Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler gets by her defender, floats one up with the right hand. Riley Christensen went over the back, trying to battle for that rebound. Good position by Fall Creek and Lou Dasher. Eighth team foul on McDonald. And that's the second on Riley Christensen, the junior. Avery Lou Dasher, a sophomore. Go to the line, 1-1. Her team trailing by 14. First free throw is good. 27-14. Lou Dasher gets in the scorer's column. Second attempt upcoming here for the sophomore. Free throw rattles in. 27-15. A pair of free throws made with the clock stop for Lou Dasher. That's a 12-point game. Siegenthaler calling out the play. And working off a screen from Jasmine Gerber. Backtracks with a dribble. Picked up the dribble and looking for help. Leaves it for Gerber. Junior driving baseline. Whips it out to Hartman. Hartman corner three. No. Rebound in the corner. Tracked down by Fall Creek. Look to move with a dangerous bounce pass near midcourt, and a whistle and a tie-up. Possession will go to Fall Creek. And really love the wingspan that Jasmine Gerber brings defensively, too, just getting in passing lanes constantly.
Yeah.
Still a 12-point game. Another trap by Gerber and Hartman falling away. A timeout taken first. Helpful hand up for Hartman. We'll take a 60-second break and be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or Wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
3:39 to play in the half. McDonald leading 27-15 coming out of the timeout. Hey, Santa's coming to McDonald this Saturday. Breakfast with Santa. Celebrate the magic of Christmas Saturday, December 6th. This Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. right here at McDonald High School in Chippewa Falls. Enjoy a delicious pancake breakfast, kids' crafts, and photos with the big man himself, Santa. Breakfast with Santa this Saturday from 8 to 11 right here at McDonald High School. Open look at a three for Fall Creek, rattling it in.
Martsky,
her first make from downtown. Coming back the other way, Emily Hartman. To make it 29-18, Hartman with the lane. So a couple quick buckets here. It's still an 11-point lead for the Lady Max. Grossinger right block extended. Working against Claire Ruff. Claire got a piece of the ball, but also a piece of arm. That's the 19th foul on McDonald. I think just the first on Claire.
No, I think that's
or is that her second as well? So Emily Hartman and Siegenthaler and Claire Ruff, three of the five starters, all have two fouls. Grossinger, the sophomore, first free throw is good. 29-19. Cut it to single digits on the deficit here.
They're good free throw shooters, but get at the line, I guess.
Second free throw off the mark. Tracked down by Chloe Flanagan. 10-point lead it remains for McDonald. 2:50 and counting here in the first half. Claire Ruff up top to Aaron Siegenthaler. Screen from Jasmine Gerber and Kelsey Bremnes. Up top for Bremnes. Leaves it right side for Flanagan. Chloe floats it into the left corner. Erin Siegenthaler keeping the head up as she dribbles, working against Schroeder. Crosses over on her. Kick out left side. Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan up top. Claire Ruff. Ruff jabbing. Fires it to Jasmine Gerber. Gerber going up strong, and she will draw the foul. No, held ball. Possession will stay with McDonald. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass. Flanagan to inbound. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff, good head fake. Euros between two defenders. Went hard to the deck. No call. Play on. We'll go the other way. And a long lead feed knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Looking for Martsky in transition. Now Martsky will inbound. Riley Christensen in for Aaron Siegenthaler with 2:08 to play. 29-19. 10-point lead for the Lady Macs. Left side, Martsky. Hassled by Riley Christensen. Feed to Grossinger just inside the foul line. Kick into the right corner. At the right block, high off the glass. No battle for the rebound. Offensive rebound put back by Grossinger. And back to just an 8-point game. Right Creek place, making a run.
Right place at the right time.
29-21 McDonald. Bremnes left wing. Off a screen from Gerber. Right side, Riley Christensen. Christensen off the screen, attacking in the paint, lost it. Martsky with the steal. Now a run out for Fall Creek. Haynes down the lane, no, but a foul. Cameron Dahlberg, excuse me, and Dahlberg will go to the line shooting two, 10th team foul on McDonald anyway. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. And now tune in Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. First free throw is good for Dahlberg. And the second as well. Two possession game, 29-23. Lady Macs have led by as many as 12, struggling with fouls. Claire Ruff lost the handle for a moment, the right baseline. She's trapped, kick out Riley Christensen. Christensen skips it over to Kelsey Bremnes. Just over a minute to play. Gerber to Claire Ruff. Ruff show and go down the lane. Euros high off the glass was the attempt, but blocked and a foul. And Claire Ruff will go to the line shooting two with exactly 1 minute to play in the first half. Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. First free throw from Claire Ruff is perfect. 30-23. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Second free throw is good. Claire Ruff hits a pair to make it 31-23.
Oh, she was lucky on that one.
57.5 left.
Ball was deflected and then luckily hit the line before the Fall Creek tried to save it.
Gerber again has really done some good work on top of that defense. Rich Martsky getting his press break in line. Dangerous pass. Grossinger able to retrieve it. Lost in front of the McDonald bench. And the turnover created three quarters of the way down the court. 50.8 seconds to play, 31-28. Pretty good crowd on hand here tonight. The boys are playing up at Amory.
Yep.
So that, of course, cuts into what would have been here tonight. Claire Ruff, tough whip-around pass. And Riley Christensen helpfully grabs it near the Fall Creek bench. 35 seconds to play. We'll see if McDonald plays for one here or not, leading 31-23. Chloe Flanagan puts on the floor with the right hand. Back out to Bremnes. Bremnes 4-3 right wing. Just a little bit too strong. Long rebound out to Claire Ruff. 20 seconds to play in the half. Ruff puts it on the floor with the right hand. Goes behind her back. Lost the handle for a moment. Back out to Chloe Flanagan with 12 seconds. Riley Christensen has her pass knocked away and stolen. Martsky, no. Offensive rebound. Put back. No as well. Fight for the rebound and retrieved by Bremnes near the baseline. A hard-fought first half. McDonald goes into the break leading 31-23. Got a lot to cover at the half, including stats, highlights, analysis, and Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. That's all coming up in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball, back in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Halftime here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. We'll hear your halftime highlights in a moment, but before we get to the stats, your thoughts here on this first half.
Again, I listened to Coach Williams before the game talking about scrappy, and they're continuing to play scrappy, so that's what they need to do. And again, both teams here are pretty young. Fall Creek's giving it everything they got here for, having an 8-point lead by McDonald going into the halftime here. I think McDonald can maybe straighten out their ball handling a little bit better,
sure.
Attack the basket a little bit harder, and I think they're going to maybe open this one up.
Again, it seems like there's been a little meat left on the bone in terms of just some of the opportunities for McDonald and maybe some of the unforced errors that they've had. Came out kind of like a house of fire and just haven't quite kept up that momentum. Give Fall Creek, a scrappy bunch, but it seems like McDonald has the ability to try to push this one out to double digits and hopefully beyond that too, and hopefully they'll take advantage of that here in the second half, because if you let Fall Creek hang around, you could be in trouble.
Yes, I mean they're playing good basketball too, but again, I agree with you, Caleb, that if these girls just take control of the basketball, run their offense, get that ball moving a little bit, and then attack the middle, I think they're going to come out just fine.
Well, we'll take a look here at the leading scorers on both sides here as I try to do some frantic math and see where I'm missing a point here. There we go. Cameron Dahlberg with 3 points for Fall Creek, which is what I was missing. So Jalen Marsky leads the way. The sophomore for Fall Creek with 7 points, 6 for Becca Sturz, 5 for Johanna Grossinger, 3 for Cameron Dahlberg, and 2 for Avery Ludasher, and that should add up to 23 yep. points. On the other side for McDonald, no one in double figures yet, but a couple players close as Claire Ruff has 9 and Siegenthaler with 8. 6 for Chloe Flanagan, all from beyond the arc. 5 for Emily Hartman, and 3 for Aaron Siegenthaler. We'll take a quick break in a moment, but first, how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights here in WOGO Sports. Inbound underneath the hoop. Inbounds to Claire Ruff. She'll spot up for three, drain it, and that's a good way to start. 3-0 McDonald. They'll come out immediately in full court pressure. And takes the inbounds pass and will traverse across the timeline. Just over 12 minutes to go here in the opening half. 15-8 McDonald. Chloe Flanagan for her second three of the night. Oh. You better believe it. She's 2 for 2.
She could be on for tonight.
18-8. Game at home, trying to be road warriors with their third consecutive road game here. 12-point lead for McDonald. Riley Christensen picks up her dribble, finds Emily Hartman. Hartman driving in hard, high off the glass, and rattles it in. Oh, a tough shot there for Emily Hartman.
Very tough shot.
And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive 2 payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Time here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, 31-23 McDonald. Before we get to the second half action, it is our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So as always, take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and I'm gonna give a little longer shout-out here to our son, Glenn Maloney, out
Please
at McGuire Air Force Base, who just retired after 20 years in the Air Force. yesterday.
Congratulations, Glenn.
September 1st.
20 years of service.
20 years, two tours to Iraq, one tour to Afghanistan. He was one of the second-to-last airplanes out of Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. He was tasked to go over there and kind of ship stuff back. And he's been all over the world. I think he's up to like 45 countries that he's visited. So, again, just a fabulous career for Glenn. And then, you know, eventually we're going to get to Wayne Trimble. He's going to be our next retiree. He's within the Army National Guard, and he's a 1996 grad, and he's getting ready to retire, too, after, boy, I think he's got 26 years in.
I enjoyed meeting him. I think it was a couple years ago he helped us with our We've Got Your Back campaign.
Yes. He's just a great guy, and I got to catch up with him and get some information from him on his retirement. So there's two guys that, you know, Glenn's going to eventually come off our list here, but and then there's some great guys here that are coming on. We got Paul Tetrault we got to catch up with, who joined the Army, and I got to catch up with some other people here. But, again, some... just a great shout-out to Glenn after 20 years of service to this great country. Wayne Trimble's coming up with his retirement, too. So there's two individuals that gave a lot of time to our country. So thank you, guys. And we'll keep this list going. If anybody's got anything going on, let us know. And a huge thank you to all of our military.
And we'd love to continue updating and adding to the list throughout the season. And anyone who's serving in the military, we love to be able to recognize them, appreciate them, especially here as we get closer to the holidays.
Yes.
As Fall Creek will start out with the basketball, lost it out of bounds, last touch by Claire Ruff. Claire Ruff and an Aaron Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan, Emily Hartman, original starting five out on the floor right now for McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO home base in Hallie as our audio producer, video producer, cameraman on site is Gavin Bovey.
I think McDonald girls went into a man-to-man defense here. They zoned them the first half, and now they're really stepping it up here.
Stirs up top. First minute of the second half. Grossinger, right block. Trying to back down on Siegenthaler. Spinning on the pivot foot. Whistle and a foul.
Yeah.
And Ann Siegenthaler just picked up her third.
Yeah, she did come across her head there a little bit.
Foul trouble was a difficulty for McDonald in the first half. We'll bring the family to breakfast with Santa right here at McDonald High School in Chippewa Falls this Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. Enjoy pancakes, photos with Santa, and Christmas cheer. That's this Saturday morning from 8 to 11, breakfast with Santa. Inbounds up top. High catch by Martsky. It's a talented young sophomore, Jalen Martsky. Tough drive along the baseline, hitting the side of the backboard. Claire Ruff clears the rebound to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan taps the brakes back to Claire. Leaves for Chloe, rotates right side. Riley Christensen out there. Aaron Siegenthaler up top. Chloe Flanagan hit two threes in quick succession in the first half. Claire Ruff with the left hand trying to finish just off the mark.
Paul Creek came out in man-to-man defense too. They both decided to go after each other.
Martsky right wing. Up top for Dahlberg. Leaves it high on the left side for Lauren Kurtz. Again, three sophomores, one junior, one senior, starting five for Coach Martsky. Becca Sturr is that lone senior in the starting lineup. Chloe Flanagan went for the steal. Dahlberg drops it off to Grossinger. Grossinger pulls up from 10 feet, rattles in and out. Hartman with the rebound for Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron across the midstripe. Emily Hartman drives the foul line, backs down, kick out Chloe Flanagan. Online for three, back rim, no. Fight for the rebound, Riley Christensen battling for it. Fall Creek comes away with a loose ball. No one has scored yet here in the first 2 minutes and change of the second half. Stirs lost it along the baseline. They'll say play on. Riley Christensen throws it ahead to Claire Ruff. Claire trying to run it down, and will track it down in the corner, but out of bounds. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Stirs high on the left. Drops it down to Grossinger, left block extended. Force feed into the paint, knocked away by Claire Ruff. Looking down there for Kurtz. And Kurtz now will inbound. Throws it into that left corner. Back up top. Grossinger has a 10-foot bucket. Turns, attacks. comes up short. Emily Hartman may have got a piece of that. Riley Christensen with
I
the ball.
I think she did.
Erin Siegenthaler crosses over in the paint. Tough shot. Kick out. Chloe Flanagan in the left corner. Riley Christensen to Claire Ruff high on the left. Claire drops down to Riley, calling for the ball. Riley goes up strong and scores. I like that. Riley got her defender on her back and said, give me the bucket.
Yep.
And that's the first point of the game for Riley. Shot off the mark from the right wing. Claire Ruff has a one-on-one. Backs her defender down high off the glass and scores. 35-23. Time Coach out. Martsky wants a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds as well, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. WOGO Sports on YouTube. WOGO Radio on Facebook.
A little full court pressure here by McDonald girls.
Grossinger at half court. Throws it away. Chloe Flanagan ums up with a steal after the tip by Bremnes. Back to Chloe up top. Emily Hartman. He's for Siegenthaler in front of the McDonald bench. Flanagan to Bremnes. Emily Hartman calling for the ball in the paint. Kicks back out to Bremnes out of the double team. Chloe Flanagan floats it out to Riley Christensen. Right side Erin Siegenthaler. Show and go. Erin attacking the basket. No, Hartman tied up with Grossinger. And possession will stay with McDonald. Coming up after the game will be the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Couple substitutions for Fall Creek. Chloe Flanagan up top. The senior backtracking momentarily with the dribble and finds Riley Christensen. Christensen against Becca Sturz, junior against senior. Riley Kelsey Bremnes right side. Bremnes working off a screen from Erin Siegenthaler. Kelsey driving baseline. Whips out to Chloe Flanagan. Foul line jumper is perfect.
Good ball
find,
movement.
Good finish.
Good, yep, exactly. Great ball movement.
Flanagan now with eight. 37-23, 14-point lead for McDonald, which I do believe is their largest of the evening. Becca Sturz. He's for Cameron Dahlberg. Senior gets it back high on the left against Riley Christensen.
Yeah,
Chloe Flanagan steps in front of a pass. Chloe looking to go coast to coast. The layup, no. Offensive rebound, Kelsey. Bremnes clears up the loose change. 39-23, McDonald. 13-14 to play.
Wounded.
And we've got a player banged up for Fall Creek. As Kendall Haynes. Walk her way to the bench. Hopefully she's all right. Kelsey Bremnes, that was her first basket. So seven players have scored for McDonald. Remember the last two games, eight players have scored for the Lady Max. They get contributions from all over. Ella Sexton back in there. The junior for the Lady Max. Almost 5 minutes gone by here in the second half. Claire Ruff, Kelsey Bremnes, Sexton, Riley Christensen, and Erin Siegenthaler, the five on the floor for Sally Williams. Good give and go for Fall Creek. High off the glass, no. Kelsey Bremnes powers down the rebound. Claire Ruff on the attack. Ruff to Bremnes up top. Left side feed. Erin Siegenthaler. Back to Claire Ruff. She'll pop from 15 off the mark. No. Sexton fights for the offensive rebound. Saves it back in for Fall Creek. Regains possession. Becca Sturz. A little trouble with it in the right corner. Regains a dribble. Nice entry feed. Sexton being backed down and called for a foul on the ground. Facing a little bit of a height disadvantage against Tessa Schroeder. Junior against senior. Fall Creek will line up four across the foul line for this inbounds play. Holding and throwing up top. 12:20 to play. That's Dahlberg. Picked up her dribble. Leaves it for Martsky. Attacking down the left side of the lane. No, but a foul will send Lauren Kurtz to the line.
Oh, that'll be Riley's third if they called it on her.
So in Siegenthaler and Riley Christensen, each with three fouls. And three whistles against McDonald here in the second half. None against Fall Creek. And the first free throw is good, 39-24. Lauren Kurtz, that's her first point by my tally.
Yep.
Second free throw, off the mark. Good offensive rebound by Schroeder, and she'll go up and score. 39-26, a three-point possession. Tessa Schroeder, her first points. Kelsey Bremnes splitting a triple team blocked on the way up. A steal by Claire Ruff. Ruff, nice no-look pass. Sexton kick out. Christensen toe on the line. Comes up short. Offensive rebound. Back out to Claire Ruff left wing. Becca Sturz fighting over the ball. They go down in a heap. And a whistle going to go against Claire Ruff.
Yeah, I think catch her with a foul.
Team's fourth foul. And Fall Creek's played clean here in the second half. McDonald not so much.
That's Claire's third.
So three starters with three fouls apiece for Coach Williams. Again, she's got a deep bench. We have to massage this a little bit here in the second half. Leading by 13, but a lot of game left to go. 11:40 and counting. Sturz hands it off high on the left. He's just outside the paint of Dahlberg. Claire Ruff will come out to pick her up. Schroeder gives a screen up top. Cameron Dahlberg, the junior, high on the right outside the arc against Claire Ruff. Drops it off to the right side with Lauren Kurtz. Kurtz spots up for three. That one an air ball. Riley Christensen hops high for the rebound. Riley push ahead to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes trying to bounce it back. No look style to Claire Ruff. And out of bounds. Turnover to Fall Creek.
Yeah. A little too much mustard on that one.
Aaron Siegenthaler will get a breather, as will Riley Christensen and Siegenthaler back out there, along with Lauren Buescher. 7 minutes gone by here in the second half. 13-point lead for the Lady Macs. And open up their 8-point halftime advantage. Conference opener for McDonald and Fall Creek. Schroeder to Sturz. Sturz, the senior, trying to back down. Siegenthaler is playing with those three fouls. Backing hard to the hoop. Nice drop pass to Schroeder, up and in for two from low on the right. Uses her size well. 11-point lead for McDonald. Lauren Buescher, the senior, in front of her own bench, high on the right, drops into the paint. Siegenthaler has to track it down opposite side. Siegenthaler going hard into the lane, and a whistle and a foul. That is the first infraction against Fall Creek here in the second half. And Siegenthaler will go to the line, shooting a pair, the first on Schroeder, first on Fall Creek here in the second. First free throw, good rotation, but rattles out. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Siegenthaler trying to give McDonald 40 on the night. They lead by 11. Free throw from the junior. Ooh. That one rattles in and out. Fight for the offensive rebound, and Kelsey Bremnes digs it out. Flanagan to Claire Ruff. Good head fake. Ruff pulls up, falling away off the glass. No battle for the rebound. Fall Creek wins it. Sturz, the senior, almost took an extra hop, but able to tap the brakes in time. Fall Creek working around the perimeter. Schroeder up top. Dahlberg on the right wing. Puts on the floor against Siegenthaler. Whips a pass into lane. Buescher into the arms of Kelsey Bremnes. Push ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff on the run. Right block extended. Tough shot. No offensive rebound. And Siegenthaler lost it out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. 9:44 to play, 11-point game. McDonald with the lead here on their home floor. Stripped of the pass by Siegenthaler. Down to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann goes up hard and a hard fall.
They both hit the hard.
Fall Creek. And Sturz gets to her feet.
Yeah.
And she's shaking that one off. Maybe sounded and looked worse than it was, but goodness. Becca Sturz went down hard. And we'll see. She might need to.
Yeah, I think they're going to take her out. But
just getting checked out, and hopefully
hopefully
the ponytail broke the fall a little bit, but my goodness, that was a collision in midair, and Sturz went down hard. So Ann Siegenthaler back at the line.
They're going to let her come off, even though it's a two-shot foul. That's the right thing to do by the refs.
Absolutely, keep the players safe.
Yeah.
So hopefully Sturz will be able to get back out here shortly. Ann Siegenthaler went 0 for 2 her last trip to the foul line. Kind of robbed by the rim. First free throw here. Much better. 40 to 28. It's Ann's first point of the second half. She has 9, looking for double digits. Front rim, no. Rebound to the Crickets. 12-point lead for McDonald. 9.5 to go. Dahlberg over and back. Yeah.
Trouble near body midcourt. Over. Dribble the ball back over.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com and StelterIncorporated.com. Aaron Siegenthaler to Ann Siegenthaler. High catch left side. Chloe Flanagan drops it down to the left block. Kelsey Bremnes had it knocked loose as she hit her knees. Dahlberg right side for Martsky. Martsky's had a nice game, the sophomore. Working off the pivot foot. Up top for Riley Winsing. I think the first time we've called her name, the junior. Under 9 to go. Past the halfway point of the half. Here in Chippewa Falls. Donald trying to even their record at 2-2 and move to 1-0 in the Western Clover Belt. Whistle and a foul, and Kelsey Bremnes. Hand caught in the cookie jar. She reaches from behind trying to deny the entry pass. Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more, large job or small. Call the pros at Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Inbound into the right corner. We're back around the perimeter to Dahlberg. Checked by Chloe Flanagan. Right side Winsand. She'll bounce it off the right. Schroeder high on the left side. Picks up her dribble, guarded by Buescher. Back down to Schroeder. Schroeder against Buescher, doubled. Kicker to the left corner. Good look at a three there. That one rims out. Rebound to Siegenthaler off the miss. And Siegenthaler guarded closely. To Aaron Siegenthaler, floats back up top. Chloe Flanagan. Riley Christensen. To Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler gets by her defender. Close to the left side. Chloe Flanagan, a good save. Aaron Siegenthaler at midcourt. Aaron gets by her defender. Bodies hit the ground. Lauren Buescher drops one in from the right elbow. 42-28. Crowd loves that one. The senior. Her first bucket of the night. 14-point lead for McDonald. Steal by Riley Christensen. Finds Ann Siegenthaler up and in for two. 44-28, the steal and the score for the Lady Macs. And double digits now. 16-point lead, largest of the night. And Siegenthaler swats it down like a volleyball block. She'll go one-on-one to the rim. No offensive rebound, Riley Christensen. And she's fouled on the ground. 5 team fouls against McDonald. This will be the third against Fall Creek with 7:16 to play. A 16-point game, 44-28. Claire Ruff. Emily Hartman in, Buescher and Flanagan out. Riley Christensen inbound, Johanna Grossinger comes back in for Coach Martsky and the Crickets. Dropped into Aaron Siegenthaler. Stripped of the ball on the way up. Knocked loose in Schroeder. Hands off to Sturz. Good to see Becca Sturz back out there. She'll Euro down the lane. Rolls it up and in for the left side with the right hand. 44-30. Timeout on the floor.
It's got to be a full.
We'll step out and be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back, Lady Max Basketball from Chippewa Falls McDonald Central High School in Western Clover Belt Conference play. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com for audio. Live streaming video, WOGO Radio on Facebook, WOGO Sports YouTube channel. McDonald breaks pressure. Riley Christensen had one just inside the right block that she can't get to drop in off the long lead feed from Siegenthaler. Riley comes right back, knocks the pass out of bounds. And Fall Creek will inbound with 6:50 to play, trailing by 14. Lady Max out in full court pressure. Sturz inbounds, gets it right back. Shoots it to Grossinger in front of the McDonald bench. Back to Sturz. Across the timeline, gets by Claire Ruff. Sturz trying to go coast to coast, lost it on the way to the hoop, got it back for a moment, lost it again, whistle and a foul. They may get Emily Hartman with that.
Her third.
Team's sixth. 6:37 to play. Third on Hartman, as you mentioned, and Sturz going to the line. Shooting two, hits the back iron on the first. Sturz still looking for double-digit points. Very low dribbles. The lefty's second free throw is good, 44-31. Becca Sturz, her third made free throw. She has 9 points by our unofficial tally here. Emily Hartman trying to go coast-to-coast, wraps the bounce pass around, kick out Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. Aaron, left wing. Riley Christensen, entry feed into the post, is knocked away. Claire Ruff trying to take it from Dahlberg, and Riley Christensen picks the pocket, Sturz on the floor, throws it back and out near midcourt, and an over-and-back violation, I think, caused by Claire Ruff, diving Superman-style toward that ball, and Grossinger just maybe lost track of where she was on the floor.
Yep.
Jasmine Gerber will come in for Riley Christensen with a 6:11 to go in a 44-31 ball game. To the backcourt to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron drops it high post. Jasmine Gerber turns, has it stripped, stirs on the floor once again. Jasmine Gerber ties her up. Possession will go to Fall Creek.
Stirs is on the floor all the time.
She is an absolute scrapper.
Yes.
And if you're just joining us, Fall Creek playing tonight and probably for much of this season without Jasmine Hoyer, the Michigan Tech commit, who's still recovering from that ACL surgery back in May. Grossinger, high-low feed. Siegenthaler breaks it up, saves it back in bounds, and Siegenthaler tied up. Possession to McDonald. Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler on the hustle play. And the Lady Max will inbound, leading by 13 with 5:42 left. Three subbing in for Fall Creek. Get some fresh legs out there for Coach Martsky. And Siegenthaler will inbound. Chloe Flanagan about to come in at the next juncture for McDonald, rather, and Chloe will sub in for Aaron Siegenthaler. 16 fouls for McDonald, so bonus the rest of the way for Fall Creek as they try and cut into this 13-point deficit, playing full-court pressure defense. Inbounds, stolen, and knocks loose. Hustle play there by Fall Creek's Kendall Haynes, and Haynes, you hear it up here, went hard to those wooden bleachers. She seems all right. I like the hustle and hard on both sides. Inbounds and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler trying to split a double team, drops it down to Gerber. Gerber pushed from behind. She'll go to the line shooting two. Good find. Quality feed there from Ann Siegenthaler to Jasmine Gerber. Junior will go to the line shooting a pair.
See if you can get her on the scoring column here.
Gerber averaging just over 2 points per game early on here in the season. 13-point lead for the Lady Macs. Hoping for a bit more here on this trip to the charity stripe. First free throw, good rotation, dropping it in. Jasmine Gerber, well done. 45-31 McDonald. The junior second attempt, absolutely. Two for two. Jasmine Gerber makes it 46-31. Now playing full court defense again. Fair rough, almost knocked away from Sturz. Dahlberg knocked away and stolen by Siegenthaler. She just ripped that one loose. And Siegenthaler, hard collision with Sturz again. Sturz has no easy buckets, and she's going to check on Ann, just making sure everybody's all right. Good sportsmanship we've seen all around. 5:18 left. McDonald leading by 15, 46-31. Chloe Flanagan to inbound. Floats it into Gerber, tough catch, and she lost it, knocked loose. And a whistle and a foul on McDonald. That'll be a one and one on the other side for Fall Creek, I believe. And the seventh team foul on McDonald.
I don't know what they called.
I mean, maybe they, I don't know. Maybe they said it.
Might have been a jump ball.
Was it an inbound?
Might have been a jump ball. I don't know.
Possession arrow has gone back to McDonald, so I think he'd be correct there. 5:05 left. Fall Creek will now inbound in front of their own bench with Lauren Kurtz. She'll slide a bounce to the corner. Pass in the paint. Kick out right side. 18-foot jumper for Martsky. No. Emily Hartman bats the rebound to herself. Hartman in a little trouble. Floats the pass near midcourt. And Siegenthaler pulls up. 8-footer in the paint is good. Good shot there by Ann Siegenthaler to extend the McDonald advantage. Emily Hartman a steal. Leaves it in the backcourt for Chloe Flanagan. Chloe looking for a little help, and Coach Williams says, let's take a timeout.
Full timeout.
We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee, it's another one.
Peeled off a wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back for Marley Biscuit and win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
No need to wait until New Year's.
Welcome
at the YMCA
back.
Of the Chippewa Valley.
McDonald basketball here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you coming out of the timeout. 4:34 left to play in this second half. 48-31. Lady Max with the lead in the basketball. Thrown to the backcourt. Emily Hartman from Claire Ruff. Hartman across the timeline. Ruff leaves it right side for Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler crosses over. Emily Hartman up top. Fall Creek is in the bonus. McDonald has to draw one more foul. Claire Ruff stops and pops from the foul line. It's sweet to give McDonald a half century in terms of points on the night. Smooth mid-range jumper from Claire Ruff. 19-point lead. Now Claire stands tall on defense. Becca Sturr's offensive jump rebound ball. Held ball. And it's possession to McDonald. Riley Christensen, Kelsey Bremnes, Lauren Buescher, and Aaron Siegenthaler into the game. Four out of five subbed. So both Siegenthaler sisters, along with Buescher, Christensen, and Bremnes, the five on the floor for Coach Williams. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound ripped out by Ann Siegenthaler. She's got Aaron ahead of the pack. Couldn't get loose to give her the pass.
No.
Just over 3.5 minutes to go here in the game. McDonald leading comfortably by 19, trying to finish strong here in the second. Buescher finds Aaron Siegenthaler, drops down to Riley Christensen, out to Lauren. Lauren for three, right side, just off the mark. You would have heard it if that one had gone down for the senior Lauren Buescher.
She had a good look. It was a good shot.
Already hit a long jumper here tonight. Becca Sturz doubled. Wraps it out to Dahlberg. Left side, Lauren Kurtz. Back to Sturz. Sturz show and go. Kurtz, long two, rims out. Rebound, Bremnes. Bremnes picked up her dribble. Finds Siegenthaler far side in front of the Fall Creek bench. Aaron floats it near midcourt. And Siegenthaler guarded about 40 feet from the bucket by Dahlberg, extending that defense. 2:37 and counting to go in the game. Riley Christensen fires it into the corner. Three on the way. That one just off the side of the rim. Knocked away by Lauren Buescher. And Siegenthaler hard to the rack and scores. Counted and a foul. 52-31. McDonald up 21. And Ann Siegenthaler looking for three the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that Fall Creek would have wanted that foul.
Team fouls now even at six apiece. And Siegenthaler will go to the line. Have her down for 15 points. And the free throw. Try to extend that point tally, that advantage. Too strong, Lauren Buescher. Rebound, kick out. Siegenthaler finds Bremnes. Nice. Bremnes up and in for two. 54-31. Kelsey Bremnes, her second bucket. Maybe Max starting to pull away now. Mishandled as Fall Creek subbing in. Jordan Herman, another senior for Coach Martsky. The minute 58 left. Claire Ruff will inbound for the Lady Macs. Still some backward pressure from Dahlberg. Ruff gets it back. Claire Ruff scored the first 5 points of this game to help set the tone. Nice give and go look. Driving hard to the bucket and scoring. Sexton off the feed from Siegenthaler. 56-31. Beautiful roll there by Ella Sexton. And that's her first points tonight. 56-31.
I think that's every single person on the bench has scored.
I mentioned eight players scored the last two games for McDonald and double-digit scores tonight. Winsand high on the left against Aaron Siegenthaler. Leaves it on the right side. Herman, nice feed into the post, knocked away, blocked by Riley Christensen, but a foul.
Yep.
1:01 on the clock. McDonald leading by 25.
Riley just picked up her fourth.
Team seventh, but a shooting foul here. First free throw is good. make it 56-32. And that, I believe, was the first point for Kendall Haynes tonight.
Yeah, got it down for her second. She made one free throw earlier, I think.
So two for Haynes then to make it 56-32. Second free throw is good as well, 56-33. Donald looking to get back to 500. Their first conference victory as well. Riley Christensen, right elbow jumper. That one too strong. Grabs her own rebound. Flips it back out to Siegenthaler. With 45 seconds to go. Sexton calling for it in the paint. Aaron Siegenthaler off a screen from Lauren Buescher. Aaron penetrating. Pulls up in the lane. No. Off the runner from 8 feet, but a foul. And Aaron Siegenthaler will go to the line with 31.6 remaining. Coming up, our post-glass post-game show. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Aaron Siegenthaler hits the first free throw to make it a 57-33 advantage. That post-glass post-game show, we'll chat with head coach Sally Williams. Look ahead at our Wilgo sports calendar as well. Two for two. Aaron Siegenthaler, she has 4 points. The McDonald lead is back to 25. Under half a minute to play. Hall Creek working around the perimeter. Herman up top with 17 seconds to play. Schroeder leaves it for Winsand up top between the wheels with 10 seconds left. Herman right side. Driving baseline, runs into a double team, lost it out of bounds. And McDonald inbound with 2.9 seconds to play.
Should be about it, but Fall Creek
still some good
up.
Backcourt pressure. No give up from Fall Creek, but Aaron Siegenthaler will dribble it out. And your final score, McDonald 58, Fall Creek 33. McDonald now 1-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. 2-2 on the season. Fall Creek falls to 1-2 on the young season and 0-1 in Western Clover Belt Conference play. We'll step out and be back right after this on our WOGO Sports Post Glass and Mirror Post Game Show. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 2.5 minutes. Lady Max with the win here on their home floor. This is WOGO Sports, 2.5 minutes, and the Post Glass Post Game Show begins.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back. Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald 58-33. Winners over Fall Creek in the conference opener. Fall Creek will be looking for their first victory when they go back home. Again, Road Warriors, as they've faced three in a row on the road. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We'll chat with McDonald head coach Sally Williams shortly. But before we get to stats and highlights, Mark, just your thoughts on this game overall for McDonald and what they were able to do. They came out strong, maybe sagged a little bit, got into some foul trouble, but overall a strong effort, and they did a lot of things well here tonight.
I think they did a great job there. And again, playing scrappy was a good thing. I like the switch from the zone there in the first half to man-to-man in the second half. And again, I think a little more ball control. But again, credit Fall Creek. They came out and they were scrappy too. So they made McDonald work tonight. So that's, you know, one thing good maybe Coach Williams can get out of that is, the girls played very good basketball against a scrappy team.
And that's what this conference will do to you. It makes you better. It's going to battle test you each and every night. Of course, you're facing one of the teams expected to be a conference front runner. And, of course, if Fall Creek is able to get Jasmine Hoyer back later on this season, that does make a difference. But they've got some talented athletes. Again, a young sophomore class starting three sophomores here tonight, just like McDonald played a lot of sophomores last year. Coach Martsky, as one of the veteran coaches here in the Western Clover Belt, he's going to have this team ready to play. But very important for McDonald to get that first conference victory again against a strong team, with Elk Mound coming into the conference this year, with Regis somehow graduating seniors and yet getting even better with a freshman that they have coming in. Coach Joas has them playing at a very high level, 4-0 at last check. It's going to be a battle all the way through in this conference, and you've got to make sure that you get those conference victories, especially here on the home floor, so that you can be in contention.
Yes, and again, the girls played very well, and there's opportunities to improve, and I think that's, you need that too, going into these early games. You want to be able to, see some things that you can fix. So, and again, it's just early season so far, so there's things that they can straighten out, but again, Coach Williams just does a great job there with subbing off the bench there. They just don't lose much when they sub off the bench.
Yeah.
So they did a great job that way. And again, I think I didn't see Lucy Priest. I don't think she was here tonight. But other than her, every single person scored tonight in the scoring column, which is awesome. So that's a plus too. So good to see them kids, they're scoring points and working hard on defense.
Yeah, I mean, we saw 10 different players score tonight for McDonald, and it really was an impressive performance. We'll look here at the leading scores, and then we'll take a quick break if we need to and see if we can chat with head coach Sally Williams as well in a moment. But just tabulating real quickly here, 8 different players scored for Fall Creek, so they were really able to get some balance in the scoring column as well, but didn't have anyone score in double digits. They were led by Becca Sturz with 9, Jalen Martsky, talented sophomore, with 7, 5 for Johanna Grossinger, 4 for Tessa Schroeder, 3 for Cameron Dahlberg, 2 for Avery Ludescher, 2 for Kendall Haynes, and 1 for Lauren Kurtz is what I had with quick math that I did on my calculator. I think that did add up to 33. On the other side for McDonald, I have not added this up, so you can check for me. But 2 in double figures, led by Ann Siegenthaler with 15 and Claire Ruff with 13 points tonight, as 10 different McDonald players scored. Chloe Flanagan hit 2 from downtown, had 8 points on the night. 5 for Aaron Siegenthaler, 5 for Emily Hartman, 4 for Kelsey Bremnes, 2 for Lauren Buescher, 2 for Ella Sexton, 2 for Riley Christensen, and 2 for Jasmine Gerber to round out the scoring for McDonald.
Yep, right on.
And again, I think I spoke a little too early when I was crowing a little bit about the fact that McDonald hit 4 3-pointers in the first half when they only hit 4 3-pointers in the whole game against Onalaska. And they ended up not needing to hit another three. Really didn't take a lot in this game, too. And again, some capable three-point shooters, but their shots from deep weren't falling quite as much in the second half. But really, this team is a team that likes to get out and run in transition, create some chaos. They want layups. If you get the three, fine. But they're a team that would much rather get to the rack and get to the line.
Yes, and leading the way is typically Ann Siegenthaler or Clara that are just bolting down the floor and usually beat everybody down there for nice, easy layups. That's the way they've started off the last couple of games here, just getting down the floor and making layups. So that's an easy thing to do. Not that they can't nail the threes. I mean, Chloe did a nice job there shooting the threes, and Claire and Aaron. You know, they got the girls that can do that. So, but do they need to, right? If they move the ball around, they're going to get easy, easy shots. So they did a nice job doing that tonight.
Good to have that in your bag. Just want to give a quick shout-out here. And again, we'll chat in a moment if we can with Coach Sally Williams. But on Twitter, Brandon Berg, who also is here tonight as well, too. Brandon is here, there, and everywhere. But Chi High Boys Basketball and their home and season opener tonight, 65-58 winners over Medford. Why is that significant? Well, the Cardinals snap a 26-game losing streak with that win. And again, there's a lot of talent for Coach Prue over there, and I think they're a team that's going to battle here in the Clover Belt Conference.
Yes.
So congratulations to Coach Prue and Chi High. We're back in 30 seconds with Coach Williams on WOGO Sports, the Post-Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help! Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Post-Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And I think we're just going to have to make this a tradition that whenever Coach Williams comes up to join us, whenever possible, that baby comes too.
He's awake.
Well, he got to enjoy a good game tonight, as we all did. Coach, you guys really took the floor kind of with some fire right off the get-go. Again, Claire Ruff and Ann Siegenthaler came out strong, and they battled back a little bit, and maybe a few unforced errors in terms of turnovers. But overall, you got out to a lead, held serve for most of this contest.
Yeah, absolutely. That was huge for us, just to take the lead early and just to keep it the whole time, maintaining it, keeping the pressure on them and being a younger squad. But giving credit, they battled the entire game and pushed us to our limits, and luckily we were still able to kind of handle their pressure coming back at us and maintain the course.
Now, again, probably more fouls than you would want in a game like this. You're always going to pick up fouls with the kind of defense you play, but probably more foul trouble, especially early on, than you would like. However, when you look at this team and how deep they are, it gives you a chance to, again, have some of those different combinations that we see a substitute freely last year and this year, too, that you've got a lot of different combinations, and the girls are getting comfortable with one another. And again, when you have maybe those combinations that aren't what you draw up but forced to it by foul trouble, it seems like they don't miss a beat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just speaks to our depth and being able to just kind of go with the flow and seeing who can drive and, as you said, foul trouble. You speaking? What are you telling them?
He's hamming it up.
You telling them too? But, yeah, definitely, like, having those different combinations, whether that was because of fouls or not, definitely caused some of that. But it just speaks freely of who we can put in and trust that they're in there and they're going to do a good job.
when you talk about the stepping stones of a season, I mean, now it's where the rubber meets the road when you get into conference play. And so what are you liking again about the team right now, saying, hey, these are the blocks that we'll build on through the rest of this campaign?
Yeah, I mean, our defense, is, as always, has been sparking just our intensity and putting the pressure on them and creating turnovers, as right now has been our MO and what has created just a lot of positives for us. And doing that early has been what has happened, and any early win is a good win.
Well, Coach, 1-0 in conference play, and looking forward to seeing you guys continue. I know you get a chance to play at the Sonnentech Center on Saturday, and we'll be looking forward to joining you guys there, and a chance to play a Durand, Arkansas team that, of course, you saw in the sectional final last year.
Yep.
And Coach Lowenhagen always has that team playing some very strong defense. So, again, another good non-conference test for you, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you to all those that are watching tonight, and thanks for my family, as always.
As always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Coach Sally Williams, for joining us here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Final thoughts coming up in 1 minute here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, back in a minute. This is WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Finishing up the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Highlights coming at you in a moment. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Our first look at the McDonald boys will be coming up Saturday. More details on that in a moment. But we were wondering during the interview what all the yelling was about as the girls were all kind of clustered around. Apparently they were watching the boys game, and in a really tight game down the stretch. And it sounds like Coach Schilling and the boys might be facing their first loss this season, down 80-76 with just a couple seconds left on the road to Amory. But Amory's got a good squad as well, too, and certainly some points put up in that one.
Yeah, yes. I was listening to it when I first got here. They started out, and they were saying that Amory's got some really good outside shooters there, so they were putting up the threes. So, again, you know, it's the first game. I think it was the first game for the boys. So.
Yeah, and going on the road, again, good test. Well, our first coverage of Coach Schilling and the McDonald boys, Mark Halverson will be jumping in for that one, along with Kurt Galvez. That'll be at UW Stout, the Northwest Tip-Off Classic, coming up this Saturday. So we're going to be pulling off a split doubleheader there in Menominee and in Eau Claire for the boys and the girls. So I'll be on the call along with Dave Flanagan for the Lady Max game, as we mentioned with Coach Williams. That'll be against Durand, Arkansas. So the boys game scheduled pregame at 4:10 p.m. That can be in flux a little bit based on whether the tournament's going on time or not. It's a tournament at UW Eau Claire at the Sonnentech Center as well. But again, the boys will be taking on Colfax, approximate start time 4:10 p.m. on Saturday here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. For the Lady Max, they're facing the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year, Durand, Arkansas. That will be at the Sonnentech Center. Cool place to play. I'm looking forward to broadcasting from the Sonnentech for the first time, and we appreciate them hosting us. And again, approximate start time for that broadcast, 6:55 p.m. again here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook, where you can always watch replays of these game broadcasts as well. Don't forget to hit subscribe, tell a friend, and let those sponsors that you hear and see know that you appreciate their support of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Before we get to those Saturday basketball games, more great action. Coach Matt Luckowitz and Chi-High boys hockey, we saw them battle to a 1-1 start over the the weekend, Greg Stewart and Connie Feeney will be on the call this Thursday evening as conference play gets going. Chi High hosting River Falls, 6:40 start on Thursday. Then on Friday evening, Mark Halverson on the call along with our own Carter Jagger, as it'll be a great rivalry game. Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals basketball on the road at Eau Claire Memorial, 6:55 start before, again, that Max Boys and Girls split doubleheader at UW Stout and then at the Sound and Take Center for UW Eau Claire. Appreciate Stout and Eau Claire hosting those boys and girls tournaments, and we'll have the action for you here on WOGO Sports. Before we bid you adieu, let's take a listen to the second half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports as McDonald gets the win here 58-33 over Fall Creek. We'll get those going in just a moment as Caleb, again, needs to get things queued up here and not blow out everyone's ears. Let's try this again. Riley Christensen to Claire Ruff, high on the left. Claire drops down to Riley, calling for the ball. Riley goes up strong and scores. I like that. Riley got her defender on her back and said, give me the bucket.
Yep.
Close to the left side. Chloe Flanagan, a good save. Aaron Siegenthaler at midcourt. Aaron gets by her defender. Bodies hit the ground. Lauren Buescher drops one in from the right elbow. Knocked away by Lauren Buescher. And Siegenthaler hard to the rack and scores. Counted and a foul. 52-31. McDonald up 21. And Ann Siegenthaler looking for three the old-fashioned way. The free throw. Trying to extend that point tally, that advantage. Too strong. Lauren Buescher. Rebound. Kick out. Siegenthaler finds Bremnes. Nice. Bremnes up and in for two. 54-31. First 5 points of this game to help set the tone. Nice give and go. Look, driving hard to the bucket and scoring. Sexton off the feed from Siegenthaler. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube as McDonald wins it by 25-58-33. Looking forward to being back on a broadcast with you coming up a little bit further on in December, as we've got girls games and boys games in the middle of the month, getting closer and closer to Christmas. But sounds like you're going to go on Saturday and hopefully be able to cheer the Packers on to first place in the NFC North.
I am. I mean, they got a banquet set up for us on Saturday for all the coaches that were honored to have the Packer Coach of the Week, and I got that the last week. So we're going over there to have a banquet and have a presentation, and then they're going to put us up in the hotel and give us tickets to go watch the game. So
there you go. To the winner go the spoils.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. And Lita's out in New Jersey, so I'm going to take Bryce with me. Bryce has just helped me out fantastically since I was gone out to New Jersey, bringing Lita out there and stuff. And Bryce kind of helped me out. And Lita says, well, you take Bryce with you.
Well, there you go.
I can't be there. But so real quickly, Caleb, I was just looking at the boys' game here. That was in two overtimes.
Wow. Wow.
So I don't know if it took two or three, but it was tied 68-68 going into the second overtime.
Well, again, last we knew 80-76 with a couple seconds left. Amory had the lead over McDonald, but quite a battle. And again, I remember Coach Schilling talking last year about Amory's team and that they were impressive. Again, looking forward to seeing on the boys and the girls side what the Lady Max and Max are able to do this season. We know that conference is going to make you better. And then when you can schedule tough non-conference competition, it wins or losses, it's only going to get you battle tested and ready for what really matters when you get to the postseason. So looking forward to some great basketball.
Yep. And you know what? We talk about it every year too, Caleb. It just flies right by.
It does.
Before you know it, it's March Madness.
Well, we're looking forward to being with you every step of the way here on WOGO Sports. Thanks so much to Tony Stevenson running the controls back in the WOGO studios in Halley, and to Gavin Bovey, our on-site camera operator and video producer here on WOGO Sports, that live video stream on YouTube. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Steve and Deb Reisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. McDonald now 1-0 in the Young Conference season. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 58, the Fall Creek Crickets 33. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
McDonnell Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress. 103.1